Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the first Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about vitality and good health, or what we refer to in Arabic as afiyat. This is one of the bounties and blessings that Allah has given people. In fact, it could be one of the blessings that we take for granted, you know. Is a very famous hadith from the Holy Prophet in which he said that there's two blessings which people take for granted. One is good health. The actual wording of that hadith is sihat, not afiyat, but they're very close to one another. Wal amn, and security, right? We don't really realize the value of these until we lose them. God protect us all from such a calamity. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, vitality is the most beneficial of bounties, al-afiyah, ahnan ni'am. Obviously, if we're healthy, if we're vital, we have, you know, good health, then we can enjoy the other bounties that Allah has given us. Otherwise, those other bounties that we might have are useless, you know, our wealth, our family, and whatever, you know, bounties we have. We won't be able to really enjoy them and take pleasure in them if we are not vital and we don't have health. Perhaps it's because of this that the Imam said, there is no garment more beautiful than vitality. La libasa ajmal min al-afiyah. And he has also been narrated as having said, the pleasure of living is to be found through vitality. This is a very beautiful hadith. Bil afiyah tujadu ladhatul hayat. And we can only take pleasure in life when we're healthy and when we're vital. And that's why this is a great blessing. And we have in fact been asked by our religious leaders to seek this blessing out from Allah. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet said, Allah is not asked anything more beloved to Him than to be asked for vitality and good health. And He said, ask Allah for vitality and health, for verily, after conviction, yani after yaqeen, no one is given anything better than vitality. And in a final hadith, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam has been narrated as having bumped into the shoulder of a man while he was circling the Kaaba, saying, O Allah, verily I ask you for patience. Upon which the Imam said, you have asked to be tried. And you've asked Allah to give you a trial in which you could be patient. Say instead, O Allah, verily I ask you for vitality and for the ability to thank you for my vitality and health and my afiyat. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at vitality and good health in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد. محمد وآل محمد.